What a wonderful world. Hey, hi, howdy, and welcome back to The Moment. I am your host with the absolute most, Cleo Berry. Now, if this is your first time watching The Moment, it's only our second episode, so I get it. Let me tell you a little bit about who we are and what we are about. Now, The Moment is a lively hybrid talk show slash podcast filmed in the heart of Hollywood, at the heart of Hollywood. That's right. From the comfort of my very own dining room, right over there. Friends and guests from all areas of entertainment will stop by to discuss current events, the ins and outs of their industry, and especially the lives they live. But most importantly, guests will delve deeply into the moment that they realize their passions and started chasing their dreams. Ooh, this is the stuff that dreams and goals are made of, okay? So go grab yourself a Coke, a pop, a soda pop, whatever it's called in the part of the United States that you're living in or the world. And maybe a snack too, okay? Then sit back, relax, and allow my friends and I to inspire you for the next 25 or 30 minutes, okay? Deal? Deal. Now for some current events. Everyone's talking about the Menendez brothers. The Menendez brothers this, the Menendez brothers that. Did you watch their show on Netflix a couple of months back? I did, and whoo, you talk about mind blown. I had no idea all of this additional information was out there, and who now their family members are coming forward with letters, and the governor's involved, and the parole board is involved, and this is a situation, okay? And that's what I love about this industry. We as creators get to affect change in such a major way. Ryan Murphy took a real life event, wrote a script about it, partnered with Netflix. They put it up on their platform. They showed it globally. And each one of us, the viewers, got to decide which side of the coin we fell on. And apparently, most of us are saying, let them out. Set them free. Let them go. Okay? So I'm just going to sit back and see what happens. Okay? Now, our next guest, he does something similar. He takes his real life successes, failures, triumphs, and he writes books about them. And those books have now been turned into TV series. Okay? I'm not sure if you know how to get a green series greenlit, but it takes a lot. Okay? And he has about two or three. So everyone, please help me welcome the celebrity himself, Dwight Allen O'Neal.
This is the moment, moment. Let's be clear. This is your moment, moment. While you're here, this is the moment, moment. Let's be clear. This is your moment, moment. While you're here, the moment.
So I thought long and hard about the first guest that I should bring onto the show. And it boiled down to this: who is the most creative person that I know? And this guy bumped into my mind. He is incredibly creative at creating content that resonates with his base. I mean, we're going from Collar Confessions and Go-Go, which is on Here TV, to him producing The Breeding, which is an amazing film if you haven't seen it, and the very anticipated and premiering soon movie, Noah's Ark, the film. Then this is from his Instagram page, so I want to make sure that I say this correctly. He's a multifaceted creator, cultural influencer, host in his own right, okay, award-winning director, writer, and producer, and co-founder and co-CEO of the Rose Neal Collective. You must
Yes.
be the most sleep-deprived man in downtown LA because that is a lot. Do you hear me? Everybody, welcome the celebrity himself. Did I say that right? The
Yes.
gay celebrity himself,
Period.
Dwight Allen O'Neal.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for having me here. And I just can't wait to dive into this tea.
Ridiculous. Okay, so let's dive right on into the tea and get into the question that everybody wants to know. It's the name of the show, The Moment. Okay, The Moment. So tell us what the moment was, you know, what that moment was when you decided what you really want to do in life. When you realized your passion, when you realized your major focus, was that in high school, was it in college? When was it? What was it?
Yeah, so I've actually known that I've wanted to work in entertainment since I was like 3 years old. I remember telling my mom and dad, like, I want to live in the TV when I grow up. And they were like, you can't live in the TV. And I'm like, well, I know that, but if I said I wanted to be an actor, you'd be like, wouldn't know what that was. And I knew what it was. And then, so I will say that that was when I think I discovered my passion. I figured out exactly what I wanted to do, I thought, in second grade when I played Dr. Martin Luther King in school play.
Hey, MLK.
And I played him as a little boy. He was younger, and he learned that he was different from his two best friends across the street. So that was when I was like, okay, acting is something I enjoy. But not until I actually went to New York and I got, like, I went to school and then out of school and, like,
and this 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, that's when I was like, okay, I don't necessarily just want to be an actor, but, like, I want to be a storyteller. Like, I want to create. I want to entertain people. I want to connect with individuals. And then when I was in my mid to late
Okay, wait. I want to go back to college.
Okay.
What was the thing that made you say, I don't want to do this route anymore, I need to go here? Like, what was that?
I wasn't as passionate about every element of theater and TV as the rest of you all at AMDA.
Okay.
Like, I was like, okay. I wasn't that dedicated to other people's stories, if that makes sense. Like, at that point, I knew, like, I want to create my story. I want to share my narrative with others. And I want to be a personality. And this is before influencers even existed. So, like, I had this urge to influence before influencing became something. I didn't know how to put that into words or put that into anything at that point because it didn't exist. And so I went to a program in my, like, late 20s called Landmark. And it's really about just personal development. Like, they say when you go, like, you're going to experience every element of you that weekend. You're, the good, the bad, the ugly. And during that weekend, I discovered that God basically gave me a clean sheet of paper that I can do whatever the hell I want to do with it.
Okay.
Like, I can write, create, whatever I want to with this paper. And I decided that I wanted to create my greatness. And that's when I figured out how to, I think, marry everything I have been doing. And that's when I unlocked my passion. That's when I was like, okay, I want to utilize my work or anything I do to inspire and impact and help other people. And when I was able to figure that out, that's when I think that things begin to make sense for me and begin to move.
Okay. Forward. And so after this, is this when you created the first Black web series?
I had already started working on it, but this is when it got direction. This is when it actually had
picked up speed
and it had, like, a message behind it versus creating the gay Sex in the City versus creating my answer to Noah's Ark. It was when I was like, okay, I really want this main character to represent this particular type of gay person.
Right.
I really want this
the New York person. City type of gay person.
Well, so the thing about Chris was, Chris actually embodied every characteristic that was given to a Black gay man. Good, bad, and ugly. Like, there were some episodes where he was approved, some he was a hoe. Then later on, he was, like, diagnosed with HIV. He was the first you know, lead character that I actually allowed to be positive. Because typically what happens in film is they go to get that last test, and it's like,
Thank you, Jesus. You know?
And I wanted to show that it's not a death sentence, that you can have a life and flourish
way before it, its time.
And that was way before people were thinking or
Where can they watch that right now?
It's on YouTube. So you can actually check out
Christopher Street TV
on YouTube now, all three episodes at this point.
And it's under Christopher Street TV or?
Christopher Street TV. Yeah.
Okay, watch
and
that.
And it's funny because, like, there are places, like, in Germany where it airs, like, on a network. Like, someone recently reached out to me and was like, huge fan of the show, where can I see more? And I'm like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, it comes on TV here. And I'm like, really?
What?
I said, well, let me go to Germany.
Where my coins at? Where my money? My residual?
No, you get distribution. So that was residual.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so you've taken that and you've kind of, like, built your own platform for Black gay men. And now you're producing bigger, you know, series. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so I've been fortunate enough to produce some other things. I currently have a deal with Here TV,
right,
where I actually just were in the final stages of season two of our show, Go-Go, which is
really good.
Think How to Go and Murder meets P-Valley, you know, so it's, but it's queer.
Very sexy, queer.
Latino dancers.
All that.
In NYC. Check it out. But, yeah, we just finished that. Also,
and that's Here TV.
Here TV, yes.
So that's where you can watch.
So I have two shows on Here TV.
Okay.
Go-Go and then also Collar Confessions, which is, I wrote a book called Collar Confessions, and the show picks up a year after the book ends.
Okay, can we talk to people about putting your IP out there and then taking that IP and turning it to gold? So how, what's that process like?
Child, manifestation, the power of the tongue.
Like, now, we've been doing The Secret for a while, yeah, so like, we know about this, but
life by The Secret.
Tell them what.
Just speaking things into existence.
Absolutely.
Like, seriously.
Absolutely.
So Collar Confessions came about. I went through a very public breakup on an app. And instead of me,
can you say which app?
Vigo. Yeah, I was on this app.
Give us the tea.
So the tea is my boyfriend cheated on me with 23 people. In the words of my bestie Jimmy, that we know of.
Is that for real, Jimmy? 23 people
that we know of.
My God! And so you take that pain. You write it and you turn it into something that's working.
Yeah, so I named it Collar Confessions, which may or may not be, you know, based off of something that he had called Collar Confessions. Trademarked it, wrote a book, bestseller, sold the rights, became a television show, and Patrick Ian Polk hired me to join his team. So I work with Patrick Ian Polk Entertainment. So I have the opportunity to work on as a producer on the Noah's Ark movie reboot, which is coming out top of the year, 2025. Super, super excited about that. It was such a blessing. And I'm now working on a secret project that I cannot discuss for BET as well. So, yeah, here we go.
Spicy. Okay. So, people see you now and you're accomplished. But can we talk about the moments in New York City when we weren't accomplished and we had nothing on our resume and we would sneak backstage? At the VMAs or Fashion Week. What is that like?
Okay, so yeah, so I definitely prescribe to fake it till you make it.
And we did that.
We faked it. Lord knows we faked it. I will say that when I look back on our journey, like, the highs have been high.
Very.
But the lows, like, there have been times where we snuck into a hotel that was being renovated because we had nowhere to sleep that night. Like, that's, you know, like, the struggle was real, you know?
Definitely real in New York City.
Because I'm not going to say I block those moments out, but I do oftentimes forget about them from time to time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, something will happen and I'm like, wow, like, I am so, like, blessed.
Absolutely.
To be where I am in life now, considering where we came from, you know?
Right.
And I'm sure, and I know for a fact, there are people that have had it harder and worse.
Absolutely.
So I'm
right
so
now,
grateful
yeah.
for, you know, for the journey I had.
Right, right.
But, yeah, like, I remember we snuck into Fashion Week.
Don't you dare. All right.
I remember going to the VMAs and then being selected to... Okay, so basically, let me just keep it real.
Please keep it real.
We went to the VMAs, and I guess equivalent to like seat fillers, but we were like in the audience to see Mary J. Blige perform. And so after while she's performing, they went through and they selected people to stand behind DMX on the red carpet. Uh-huh. They liked my outfit, so they picked me to stand behind him. But this is the bad part. Because I was with him, I missed the performance. So I'm outside of the VMAs, like on the red carpet, standing behind him, but I'm missing what's going on inside. So as he goes to go in, I decided to just follow his crew and his entourage. So I snuck in. And then when we got like through security, they were like, well, who is this? And DMX like stopped to look at me. And he goes, oh, yo, like, he works for me. He with me. And I was like, yeah, I'm with him. I'm his assistant. So like, I walk in. So then what do? I sneak away from him and then bring all y'all backstage.
Hey, you got to bring a friend. You got to let a friend in.
VMA. And I'm like, y'all meet me, like, at the door. And Cleo were like, no, like, I'm like, trust me, I'm finna get y'all in. So, like, we snuck in. We snuck into a lot of things.
A lot of things. And before that was a good friend thing that you did for us. I had to chase Beyonce down the street.
Yes!
We were walking down, what was it, Central Park South?
Yeah, Central Park
and
South.
And it was just us, and Beyonce, a heavenly angel, walks out of one of the hotels on the sidewalk.
The friend we had at the time. So she was obsessed with being famous.
Yes, like, very much so.
I feel like that Amda I met, you met a variety of people. You met some people that wanted to do theater. Some people that wanted to be like TV, film actors. Some people that just wanted to be like a talk show host. Some people just wanted to be famous.
She was obsessed
with being famous.
Pretty much.
Like, I remember going to New York. I assumed celebrities are always in limos. Like, they always end at these, like, five-star restaurants. Like, she knew when they didn't want to be seen.
Right.
And so she was like, oh, my God, someone's famous about to come out of this building. And we're like, girl.
Ain't nobody coming out of this building.
So we waited maybe, like, 5, maybe 10 minutes. Right. And then we saw Beyonce come out. And you threw down your backpack. And chase her car.
Let me tell you, these people, they adored Beyonce, and they all just stood in shock.
I was frozen.
Like, in shock. And so I'm gonna, hey, this is just another period of me. So I'm running down Central Park South. Indeed. Beyonce has her truck, her driven truck SUV, pulled over out of traffic. Like, what is wrong with this fat black man running down Central Park South? But she rolled down the window and had a conversation with us
and she was with Angie and her cousin. And I remember I kept saying, you are so beautiful. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. I love you so much. I'm the Beyonce of the Free Fest. You are so beautiful. And she was like, baby, say something else. You are so beautiful. I love you so much. That's all I kept saying on repeat. And this one gonna say, well, who is this? Latavia to Angie, and Angie rolled the window up, and they drove off. They would have still been sitting there talking to us today if you ain't said that.
Hey, I brought her, and I sent them on their way. You are welcome, Beyonce. You were not late because of me.
Oh, memories. That's probably like one of my favorite moments in life. And I've talked about this story several times on platforms, so it's really fun to like have the chance to talk. We've never had this outside of between us, like, about that experience.
Right.
But, yeah, like, you threw your backpack down. And,
it's
like,
on record, fat people can run.
I also remember, when we would go places, you'd be the last person walking on slow, slowing everybody down. And the first thing our homegirl Michael said, oh, so she can keep up.
Michael, you're an idiot. Okay. So, and we missed you. We can't wait to go to your wedding.
Yes, congrats, boo.
So, now you're in L.A., what does your next chapter look like?
Ooh, my next chapter in LA is yet to be written.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have a plan going, but the thing I've learned about being Dwight, my plan doesn't always go the way I want it planned, but it always goes the way it's supposed to go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. The book is still be written.
Hey, and probably produced and turned into a mini series and a movie.
Who knows? I do have an ex's family that's about to be on a show that's coming out real soon. We'll talk about that later, though.
More tea to come.
More tea to come.
Thank you guys for visiting and sitting down with us and watching us today on The Moment. I hope you come back. Actually, we have another segment to do. We have a game segment to do, so stay tuned, okay?
I'm not here for that segment. I'll see y'all
soon. The hell he ain't. See y'all soon.
Life has showed me many beautiful things, and has taken me off my path to explore things I had never thought. And so all you wish you could do is just leave the path. Just go.
So who did it?
You set us up?
How many set you up?
Care to tell them?
All right, listen up, okay?
I was expecting you.
What is going on?
I don't know for how long, but you gotta lay low.
It's time. Let's go.
I did it to protect you. I had a job to do, just like you did.
After tonight, I'm free.
You're free.
It'll just be you and me.
Frankie?
Drew texts and all I get is a hey. I deserve better than that. You know it.
You had it here. You're known here. You could have had anything.
Howdy, welcome back to The Moment, starring Cleo Berry. So this is our game section. We are playing a like-ish game. We can't say ass because, you know, I'm not paying them any money. So it's kind of like that, right? So what we're going to do here, Dwight, is I'm going to pull out, well, you can tell me if you want to pull out a movie or an action. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull out that card and I'm going to act it out for you because I'm an actor. And then if you guess a certain amount in 2 minutes, I will donate a portion of my first season's budget to the charity of your choosing. So which charity are we playing for or are you playing for?
So the charity I'm playing for is First Impressions.
Okay, tell us about them.
From Greenville, South Carolina. Shouts out to my aunt Sandra. It's her organization. And my aunt is now officially in her 80s and still dropping low like Megan Thee Stallion. And she has retired and, you know, opened up another agency because she just loves helping people.
What?
So this particular agency specifically helps families that are going through crisis. So she helps with getting food on the table, getting them enrolled in work, and then also a place to live. And she's literally been doing this type of service since I was a little boy. And literally this woman retired and then moved to Greenville and then opened up a whole other organization and doing the same thing.
So, what an amazing soul. Yeah.
So that's who I want my game to go towards. So I'm Sandra. I'm doing this for you.
Because it's for
I
you.
I am a player.
I can't.
I like to play.
I cannot. Okay, so tell us the thing again. What's the name of the charity again?
First Impressions.
Okay, and we'll tag that in the bottom.
Yes.
Okay, so which one would you like me to choose? Movies or action?
This
for Aunt Sandra. Okay.
Yeah, action.
I'm going to give you a real good one. It's not like I know what they are.
Cooking. Pancakes. Flipping pancakes.
Yeah, perfect. So that's one, Aunt Sandra. Oh, you ain't gonna get this one.
Kneading. Kneading bread. Baking. Baking bread.
Okay, I want. Well.
Tell me, I ain't gonna get it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't cook. I'm from Arkansas. Microscope. Spying. Filming. Movie filming. Got you, Sandra.
Okay.
Checkers. Chess. Chess. Checkmate. Chess. Volleyball. Playing volleyball. Sports. Playing a sport. Playing volleyball. Kickball. Football. Soccer! You're playing soccer! I said football, Heather.
What's the damn time?
I said football. All right, had Brazil. Continue.
We know.
Undressing. Getting naked. Stripper. Sewing. Sewing button.
Can I get a movie?
You didn't switch them. You didn't ask anyone to switch.
Can I switch?
Movie. Riding a bike. Scared. Up a hill. Driving up a mountain. Sheila going up the mountain.
Who the hell
Why
is Sheila?
Why did I get married? Two. Sheila going up the mountain. I said movie. Move the movie. Go to movie.
10 seconds.
I said movie. Help up.
5 seconds.
Running. Forrest Gump. The Angelina Jolie story.
Time.
Serena Williams story.
Sandra, I hate to say it, but
The Color Purple.
Your nephew just got you a donation to your charity.
Yes! Woo! Because I'll play games. That's right. How many I get?
A lot.
A lot. $10,000 worth?
Excuse you, Aunt Sandra. Please walk away from the computer.
But no, thank you, thank you, thank you, Cleo. And you know what? My consulting company, Rose Neal Collective, will match the donation.
Oh, we come on. That. Stop.
You know how we do.
Come on. Yes.
The most.
Thank you guys for watching. We just have one more question that I would like to ask the guest. Do you have any advice for any upcoming creators who are watching this, watching you? They want to do this. They might be Black. They might be gay. They might be Asian. They might be other. You know, they might be a they. What advice do you have for them coming into this industry?
Authenticity. Be authentically you.
You better use the word. You better come out of your mouth. Roll off of your tongue.
No, seriously. Like, be you. Like, oftentimes people try to emulate or be someone else. Like, someone watches this and be like, oh, I can do that. I'm going to do it. I mean, just like Cleo. No, don't be just like Cleo.
Please don't.
Be just like YOU. Yeah. Like, there's only one person that can be you.
Truth.
So go and be you and make it happen.
Truth. And shout out to Issa Rae. Byron sent me this video the other day to remind me of what she said. People want to network going up instead of networking across. And this is my first time networking across. So thank you, Issa Rae, for that advice. And I hope to have you on the show sometime soon. Thank you, Dwight Allen O'Neill, for coming on to the show. Thank you for Byron for watching and making sure everything is good behind the camera. And thank you to our small audience today. You're valued. And thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
This is the moment, moment. Let's be clear. This is your moment, moment. While you're here.